Going to begin with sports. Great day to be a Tar Heel this morning after Carolina men's basketball went into Cameron Indoor on Saturday and took down Duke, beating the ninth-ranked Blue Devils 84-79 to win the ACC regular season title behind a monster performance from Cormac Ryan. With your recap of the game, here's 97.9 The Hills, Michael Coe.
3 seasons ago, back when he was mostly an unknown commodity at Notre Dame, Cormac Ryan had the game of his life at Duke. He scored 28 points and made 4 threes in a 93-89 win for the Fighting Irish. Nobody was there to see it. This was the 2020-21 season, after all, better known as the COVID season. Cameron Indoor Stadium, along with hundreds of venues around the country, was completely closed to fans. When Ryan made a shot, all he could hear was the echo of the net. That was not the case on Saturday night. Ryan, now wearing a distinctly lighter shade of blue, was harassed all night by the Cameron crazies, who frequently and loudly pointed out his advanced age. Ryan, in return, harassed Duke's defense to its breaking point. He poured in a career-high 31 points and made 6 threes, matching his season high from earlier this season at Virginia. After each and every one, he turned to the crowd, or on the last occasion, Duke senior Jeremy Roach, and reveled in his masterpiece. Ryan's 2 best games as a Tar Heel have come in 2 environments that are notoriously unfriendly to Carolina: Virginia's John Paul Jones Arena and Cameron Indoor Stadium. If you're noticing a trend, it's not just you. Ryan told the Tar Heel Sports Network after the game he lives for silencing the crowd.
I think it brings it out of me. It brings it out of all of us. You kind of have no other choice but to compete when you're on the road like this, especially in this building. And I love it. I love it. I'm just so happy that we were able to get the win. And there's nothing better than just going out and competing with your best friends.
That experience and savvy is part of what drew head coach Hubert Davis to Ryan in the transfer portal. Davis has continually said Ryan's value goes beyond simply his outside shooting ability, but Saturday's display showed just how dangerous he is when that shot is falling. And Davis, like Ryan, said the latter was born to play in games like that.
There are just certain people that can play in this type of environment. You know, it just is what it is. It's the highest level. And Cormac has been here before. He's played against Duke. He's been on the biggest stage. And for him to step up like this on the road, and he got his career high, this is just amazing. I'm so happy. I'm so proud of him.
Thanks to Ryan's heroics, Carolina can now celebrate the outright ACC regular season championship for the first time since 2017. The Tar Heels had already clinched at least a share of the title earlier in the week, but clearly had no plans of sharing it with their rivals from down the road. Now, UNC is the number 1 seed in the ACC tournament, and will look to earn its first championship in that competition since 2016. That win came in Washington, D.C., which just so happens to be hosting this year's tournament as well. Davis had emphasized the importance of winning a regular season title to his team as the conference race entered the home stretch. The Tar Heels are assured of hanging at least 1 additional banner in the crowded Smith Center rafters, but Ryan said he and the team don't intend to stop there.
Man, I mean, that was one of our goals in the beginning of the year, was win the regular season. And so that's one box we could check. And winning it outright in this building is special. It's something that we'll never forget. And we still have a lot more to be said and to be done, you know, like Coach Davis always says.
The stakes will be raised considerably from here on out. But if we're judging by precedent, that's just how Cormac Ryan likes it. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Michael Coe.
Visit our website, chapelboro.com, for more on The Heels, including social media reactions and photos and video from the postgame celebration on Franklin Street Saturday night. Carolina will face either Virginia Tech or Florida State in the ACC quarters at noon on Thursday. One other bit of sports-related news. Friday in Raleigh, Governor Roy Cooper signed an executive order rescinding a previous order on name, image, likeness rules for college athletes. That original order was issued back in 2021 when no rules existed. Cooper says developments on the national level in the 3 years since have made state-level rules less necessary and possibly even detrimental. Cooper's order came with supportive statements by the athletic directors of UNC, Duke, NC State, and Wake Forest. Turning to local government, today's a busy day, starting in Orange County, where the Hillsborough Town Board meets at 7 with an agenda that includes a discussion of urban archery to control deer overpopulation. In Chatham County, the Pittsborough Town Board meets at 6 to consider amending their unified development ordinance, and the Chatham County School Board also meets at 6, and they'll consider joining a nationwide lawsuit against social media companies for the negative impact of social media on kids and the additional costs that's inflicted on school districts. Last week in local government included a resolution passed by the Carrboro Town Council to raise awareness of femicide. Mayor Barbara Fruchy discussed that resolution afterward with 97.9 The Hill.
I was in a meeting with staff from El Centro Hispano, and this came up as a topic that they were very interested in and wanted the town's support around femicide awareness. Something they're very passionate about. And so we did issue that proclamation on Tuesday night at the council meeting. And El Centro staff was there to receive that. They were very grateful for the issuance of the proclamation, as well as just bringing attention to the issue of femicide, which is the murder of women, usually by partners or husbands. And so I was happy to be a part of that. I think we were the first to issue a proclamation around femicide awareness. And certainly I thought it was, you know, something that Carrboro could get behind, and so did the rest of the council. So we were happy to do that.
That's Mayor Barbara Fruchy speaking there. You can visit our website, chapelboro.com, to listen back to that full conversation and get links to all of this week's local government agendas, plus a full recap of last week's meeting of the Chapel Hill Town Council. Finally, back to Chatham County for some good news. Back in January, authorities seized more than 200 dogs from a suspected puppy mill in Bear Creek. Several rescue organizations stepped in to care for the dogs, and now they say 85 of them are ready to head to shelters to be adopted. That criminal case is still ongoing, and two individuals face multiple charges of animal cruelty. Time is 6:18. Time now for sports, brought to you this hour by Olmaz Jewelers. Carolina men's basketball got the headlines, but it was also a pretty good weekend for UNC baseball as the Diamond Heels opened ACC play with a three-game sweep of Pitt. Carolina took the opener 2-1, then won game 2 7-4 before a dramatic 6-5 win in 10 innings on Sunday to clinch the sweep, capped by this walk-off game winner from Anthony D'Onofrio. Here's Dave Nathan on the call from the Tar Heel Sports Network.
D'Onofrio turns and slams a long fly ball deep into right field. It'll get to the warning track. It'll send Cook around third base, and Cook slides in safe. It's a walk-off W. D'Onofrio does it for Carolina.
Casey Cook scored the game-winning run there. He was also the hero on Saturday with five RBIs, including a three-run homer. Carolina's now 14-2 on the season. They're back in action tomorrow, hosting Rutgers. Elsewhere in sports, UNC softball swept a doubleheader against Virginia yesterday to take their home series 2-1. UNC women's lacrosse beat Clemson 18-9. Caroline Godian had five goals to lead the way. UNC men's lacrosse beat Hofstra 21-9, led by four goals and five assists from Owen Duffy. Tar Heel women's tennis beat Georgia Tech and Clemson, while the men lost to Virginia but beat Virginia Tech. UNC gymnastics fell to Kentucky on senior day, but Lolly Dekanoidze took first in both vault and bars. The Tar Heel wrestling team took third at the ACC championships. That was yesterday in Carmichael Arena. In the pool, UNC diver Aranza Vasquez Montaño took first in women's 1 meter diving at the NCAA Zone B championships in Georgia. National championship meet is next week. And the Carolina men's track team had perhaps the most impressive weekend of all. They finished fifth at the NCAA indoor championships, their first top 10 finish since 1993. Parker Wolf took second in the 3,000 and 5,000 meters, making him the first Tar Heel ever to medal in two different events in the same year. And of course, today's a big day for sports off the field as well, as March 11th is the day mobile sports betting officially becomes legal in North Carolina, if you didn't already know that from the mountain of ads we've gotten in the last few weeks. State government officials say the resulting tax revenue could soon top $100 million a year, and observers say that could go even higher. Steve Bittenbender is an analyst for the website Bet Carolina.
You're going to see, I think, North Carolina become one of the top sports betting states in the country within a few months. The reason why I say that is you take a look at the population of North Carolina. It's one of the more populated states in the country. And it's especially so when you take a look at the sports betting states. There's 38 sports betting states now. North Carolina actually has been one for a while, but that's just been limited to brick-and-mortar sports books at the tribal casinos with the Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians and the Catawba Nation. So it's really been only available in remote parts of the state. But now, obviously, this will give people from Asheville to Greenville and everywhere in between a chance to place a bet on their phone or laptop. And you're going to see a lot of activity, especially with the NCAA tournament coming up. A lot of Carolina fans, a lot of Blue Devil fans will be getting on to put bets on their team. You now have the Hornets in basketball. You have the Panthers in football. You have the Hurricanes in hockey. You've got an MLS team, and you've got a women's pro soccer team as well in the Courage. So there's plenty of teams that have strong support bases, strong fan bases in the state. That will help.
That's Steve Bittenbender there. You can visit our website, chapelboro.com, to read a full transcript of his conversation with our own Brighton McConnell. In hockey, the Carolina Hurricanes had a great weekend, a 4-2 win over the Devils and a 7-2 win over the Flames. They're back in action tomorrow night, hosting the first-place Rangers at 7. And finally, one more note on Carolina men's basketball. Cormac Ryan was the star on Saturday, but R.J. Davis got the biggest individual honor over the weekend. He's one of 15 finalists for the Wooden Award, which goes to the National Player of the Year. Armando Bacot has also been named as one of 5 finalists for the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Award, which goes to the nation's top center.